White, J.E. White, Emma. Granville, Australia, June 11, 1894. Dear children, last Sabbath, Willie and your mother rode 12 miles to Kellyville to meet with the little company there. 41 were assembled in their little church. Wish you could have seen it, situated in an orange and lemon orchard. The trees were loaded with their yellow fruit, and the birds were singing, and the sun was shining after a recent shower, and everything in nature seemed to be praising the Lord. Willie has been so burdened and worried, and in poor health, that I have felt very anxious in regard to him. He has to preside in so many committee meetings, and is sent for here and there, and I am so sorry. We have been so situated that I could not provide for him a room fit at all for anyone to occupy night or day. I have been so thronged with company, I have had to pitch a tent close by the house, furnish it with stove and bed, and this is occupied and in the day used as a council house. We have had Elder Daniels and Brother Smith from Melbourne. The prosecution of the Firth brothers has advertised Seventh-day Adventists as nothing else could have done. The controversy opened, and Elder Daniels came, and most intensely interesting meetings were held. Elder Daniels had to return to Melbourne, and Elder Corliss came last Friday. He spoke Sabbath to Parramatta Church with good effect. Willie and your mother enjoyed the ride to Kellyville, and our meeting was excellent. Within a few weeks, two more have, through the grace of God, been led to take their stand for the truth. They are men of influence. We visited them a few weeks since. Prayed with Brother Whiteman's family, who purchased property in the land boom, but the breaking and closing of banks made it very hard for our brethren. No work was to be obtained. Brother Whiteman will lose his all. He has a feeble wife who will not live long, and seven children. He was discouraged. Brother and Sister Starr and Brother McCullough and your mother visited them. We always take our lunch wherever we go, so as not to worry them that are poor and unprepared. Then we place our food upon the table and eat with the family. There were three families, two in Kellyville, and one was a real estate agent who had received large wages, but the times became hard, he had no work, and he lost his property. Other victims were Brother Whiteman and Brother James. We visited Brother Whiteman and talked with him and prayed with him, and the Lord blessed us as we were bowed in prayer. He thought his brethren did not care for him, and he became discouraged. This visit, which made them no trouble, was a comfort and blessing. We then crossed the field 1/4 mile to Brother Radley's. His wife had been in the faith some months. We found a neat little cottage in the midst of acres of orange trees. As far as we could look, on every side were orange orchards. He came into the house. We had a good talk and then prayed with them, and the Lord blessed us. They had not come to Parramatta, which was 14 miles, or to Kellyville, which was 10 miles, to meeting for some time, but all were present last Sabbath and the Sabbath before last, and the little chapel was full. It has been difficult to get them to bear their testimony, but 15 testimonies were born after I had spoken, beside Willie's and your mother's. Willie spoke with great feeling and tenderness. He is highly appreciated in this country. After meeting, we stepped into our phaeton and rode home slowly. While slowly ascending the long hills, we ate our lunch. We did enjoy this journey together, for we seldom have the privilege of being together. Willie seemed to feel so restful. When we reached home, the house was locked and the folks were at meeting, but there was the tent. We went under that, and we were comfortable. Yesterday, June 10th, I spoke upon temperance in Harmonal Hall. The place was well filled, and with good appearing, earnest listeners to the discourse upon temperance. And after the discourse, enough was taken in contributions to pay the expense of hall. A lady, tall and of intelligent countenance, grasped my hand and expressed her pleasure at hearing the discourse, and asked if I would not speak again. She wished I would speak Monday afternoon upon temperance to the Women's Christian Temperance Union organization. I told her I would if they requested me to do so. Mrs. Burnett, wife of our landlord, whom I am sorry to say is a drinking man, grasped my hand and spoke to me, saying she was much interested in the discourse given, Elder Corliss spoke in the evening upon religious liberty, and he had a house well filled. Mrs. Burnett walked to the meeting to hear me speak and returned, and walked again 2 miles in the evening. Our phaeton brought her back. We see that an interest is awakened in this place, or Parramatta, 2 miles from Granville. The interest to hear was good. Oh, that God would by His power convert souls, that many will be added to the church. I greatly desire to see you. I send you these copies of writing. Use them judiciously. May the Lord give you much of His Holy Spirit, and you walk wisely in a perfect way. I shall not be able to write to you as much hereafter. Will write you every month if only a short epistle. I hope and pray that you may have wisdom that cometh from God. He alone can help you and bless you and preserve you blameless until His appearing. I hope and pray that in your experience you may go forward in a perfect way. Ye are complete in Him. Make Christ your model, and you will not then imitate any defects. In Him was perfection of outward manner as well as of inward grace. He was meek and gentle. We cannot conceive of Christ doing a rude action or speaking a discourteous word. Ofttimes He was indignant at hypocrisy, and keen and searching were His denunciations of sin. Go on to perfection from glory to glory, from character to character, for by beholding we become changed into Christ's likeness. Our whole dependence is in God. We may trust Him as a little child trusts its mother. We may tell Him all our trials, all our wants. I am so much pleased that you are learning this lesson of the simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ. One thing you may safely desire, a double portion of the Holy Spirit. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Psalm 27, verse 4. I know that there is constant danger of our entering into temptation by being careless in conversation, but I hope you, my children, will guard your words, for you want not to be shorn of your strength. You want to grow in grace. You want to have growth in religious experience. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He will give it you. John 15, verse 16. The mind spiritually enlightened will behold the glory of the Lord, as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Oh, who will give themselves unreservedly to do the Lord's work? Who is filled with zeal for to honor and glorify God in seeking to save those that are lost? Who will follow the Master without questioning or doubting? Who is really in earnest in entering the ministry of Christ to minister to souls ready to perish? May the Lord teach and lead and guide you, my dear children, and your companions in the good work. Much love to you and them. Mother.